us. Well, on Wednesday afternoon, the annual 4-H and FFA Livestock Judging Contest was taking place. I'm being joined right now by Stephanie Bass, who serves as the FFA advisor for Hinton and one of the coordinators among all the other FFA chapter advisors from Plymouth County. We're doing the livestock judging, and we'll start out with Steph. Tell me, first of all, how many teams are here to participate in the judging contest?
There are several teams. There are 23 teams here currently participating in the livestock judging contest. The teams are made up of 4-H students and FFA members. We have a junior class, which are younger students, and then a senior class, which are older high school students.
Now, in the livestock judging, what species are we judging then?
Students are judging swine. They're also judging breeding and market swine. And so there's a class of each. Students are also judging two classes of cattle, a breeding class and a market class, and two classes of sheep, again, a breeding class and a market class.
So six different categories altogether.
Correct.
All right. So what is it that the students are, obviously they're trying to judge the animals and the performance and everything, but what is it that they need to be looking for?
So depending on if they're evaluating the animal for a breeding class or a market class, they're looking for specific characteristics. So in a market class, students are evaluating the animal primarily on muscle, because muscle is equivalent to meat. So the more muscle an animal has, the more meat they're going to produce. In terms of a breeding class, students are evaluating those females on their ability to be good mothers, produce large litters. And so they're mostly looking for structure. Is that animal able to stand well? Does she walk well on all four legs? Is she large in size, and can she support a large litter?
Okay. Now, as we mentioned, 23 teams, I'm guessing, from all around Northwest Iowa are represented here. Tell me a little bit about Hinton. Does Hinton have some students enrolled in this?
Hinton has students that will be showing animals later this week at the Plymouth County Fair. I think we have a couple individuals competing right now that are livestock judging as we speak, yes.
Going to say, you actually had some success this past year with your livestock judging teams.
We do try to compete all over. We go to the Sioux Empire Farm Show, we go to Plymouth County Fair and other various county fairs around the nation or around the county and around the state. And overall, we are pretty successful. We've got a lot of learning yet to do and got some young members, but they're doing a great job just going out and competing, and they're learning as they go.
How difficult is it to learn what to look for in terms of being an adequate, a good livestock judge?
It takes a good eye, and I always tell my students, practice makes perfect. So students that have experience showing animals are a little bit more knowledgeable about what types of characteristics to look for, but even a student who isn't maybe as knowledgeable can still learn what to look for, and it might just take a couple tries, but usually overall they'll do a good job once they've got some practice.
So go ahead and kind of explain what happens. Basically, you have four animals then in one class, and then you have to place them in order as you see fit. Then.
Correct. So four animals in a class, and then you would rank them best to worst. So each animal has a number, 1, 2, 3, or 4. And so if they find that animal number 3 is the best, they would place that animal first. So 3 would be the first number, followed by the other animals as they see fit.
Okay, sounds good. Stephanie Bass joining us today, telling us a little bit more about the 4-H and FFA Livestock Judging Contest.